Welcome, welcome, and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the program. This is Rob Zagari, the Rob Zagari Show, and it's not a repeat. We are not on vacation. We are not on hiatus. Oh, no. Oh, no. We are all new, brand new. It's a celebration of Martin Luther King Day. Yes, the Rob Zagari Show is live, and we are not a repeat. This is a celebration of Martin Luther King Day. We don't have anything really planned, but regardless, it's a celebration of Martin Luther King Day. All right. So, people are like, what the hell is going on? What did I just tune into? You know, I don't even know what you just tuned into. I woke up this morning and said, am I doing a program? Am I doing a show? Am I on today? Well, what's going on? And then I was told, yes, I'm on today. All right, a lot of things to get to. I'm sure the first thing that everybody's thinking about is, of course, them debates. The Democrats last night debated, and I wound up watching half of it live and the other half recorded, because like I said Friday, the majority of Americans were going to watch the playoffs. Majority of Americans were going to watch the playoffs. Now, yes, I know the debates were after the playoffs, but if you went out, say you went to a bar or a restaurant or a friend's playoff party, there's no way you were going to watch the debate at any of those places. And, of course, a lot of individuals have today off. At least anybody in the federal sector. Banks. The majority of your big offices. So, suffice to say, not many people watched the debates. Probably the DVRs were set. If that, who knows? Who knows? But I wound up watching half of it live and half of it recorded. And I sat there with my lovely and talented and super sexy girlfriend. And it was funny because she was screaming at the TV. It was as if it was as if we were watching a football game, because she was screaming at the TV, why won't they let Martin O'Malley speak? Why won't they let Martin O'Malley speak? That was her big takeaway, the fact that they would not let Martin O'Malley speak, which is kind of funny. Why have the guy there? If you're not going to let him be part of the conversation, why have him there? Seriously, why have him there? Remember, Martin O'Malley, that's the guy that has the campaign manager who was having her feet sucked on by Elliot Spitzer in a hot tub. Yes, that's Martin O'Malley. But that was her big thing. Why do they not let him speak? Why have him there? Now, I have a lot of I got a lot of complaints. A lot of complaints. I mean, we could go through policy, but let's just start with the overall vibe. You know, I did a few live tweets last night. I actually did. I wasn't going to, but I did. I threw out some live tweets. And the first, I don't know if it was the first, but the striking thing to me when, and I think it was more last night than it was the other debates that took place. For some reason, last night, I was more in tune with the tone. We use it, that seems to be the buzzword of the political season this cycle, tone. And the tone, the whole vibe is very childlike. It's very adolescent. It's very PG, not PG-13, not even a little edgy content. It's just PG, old school PG, like Beethoven PG or Turner and Hooch PG. Very, very sterile, very joyous, very adolescent. To me, that's the best way to describe the Democrats and their debate. Very adolescent, and it's very striking. When you watch their debates, and like I said, last night more than any of the other ones, it's like night and day when you compare it to the Republicans. It really is. It's like watching a PG, maybe G. I could throw in a G. My girl said a G, like you're watching the Lion King with Simba. And an R-rated action Die Hard or some type of very manly shoot 'em up, karate, buildings exploding type of film. You know, when you're sitting there looking for something to watch on television with your girlfriend, or maybe you're going to go to the movies. He's like, oh, what do you want to watch? And he's like, Turner and Hooch. I'm not in the mood to watch a kid movie. Let's see something with just action. Oh, okay, we'll watch Sharky's Machine. I know it's an old 80s reference. Let's watch, Heat. Let's watch The Accused with Jodie Foster. Just something with an edge. Something. Let's watch Dog Day Afternoon. Let's watch E.T. And then, that's what it's like. That's what it's like. And that was one of the first tweets I sent out. And what's funny is as I did that, no more than, 10 minutes later, they do a question. I don't know if it was Lester Holt or Andrea Mitchell. I mean, Andrea Mitchell, you can't get more elitist, more state-run media than Andrea Mitchell. I mean, seriously. So either her or Holt about the environment, about global warming. And it goes to the question, which is illustrated with a cartoon. I kid you not. Those of you who watch the debate are shaking your head going, I know. So here I am thinking, man, this is like watching a G-rated television show. This is like watching something for kids. And then, poof, here comes a cartoon. I swear to God, it was like just a beat. Boom. This is for kids. A cartoon. What the F? A cartoon. It's amazing. People like to criticize the Republicans. Well, they like to criticize Donald Trump and say, wow, his language is very fourth and fifth grader. He uses very simplistic words. He uses words that appeal to less educated people. And then you watch these Democrats debate, and it's like watching a program that appeals to individuals who watch the Kardashians, individual who watch cat videos on YouTube. I mean, seriously. I mean, the debate itself was sponsored by YouTube. They took questions from individuals who were quote-unquote YouTube stars. YouTube stars. You talk about language on the Republican side and, you know, the loser and stupid and their appeal to the least educated. How do you then justify taking questions from YouTube stars? I mean, just the terminology, YouTube stars, is just mind-blowing. At one point, besides the cartoon that they played, and again, a cartoon. Do you know how just bizarre that is? A cartoon. They had an individual. Again, I'd never even heard of this person, but I guess in the YouTube Kardashian liberal world, this person is somebody. I actually went online because I had to look at who this person was. So at one point they take a question from a guy named Connor Frenta. Connor Frenta. He's like, "Hi, this is Connor. Yes, and I have a YouTube channel. I'm not BSing. I'm not. I swear I'm not. Hi, this is Connor Frenta, and I am a YouTube star, and I have over 4 million. Yes, I have over 4 million. And I'm like, I can't believe. Again, what the hell I am watching? I'm like, what am I watching? Please, somebody help me. Somebody please help me. What am I watching? Please, Somebody help me. And when I Google, when you Google this person and images come up, it looks like gay porn. I kid you not. It looks like gay porn. I'm sitting there saying the Democrats are taking questions from gay porn stars. What the hell? What am I watching? Seriously. I was just standing there like just like the what the hell is going on? Hi, it's Connor Frenta. How are you? Yes. Hi, yes, it's Connor Frenta. And my question is, Bernie Sanders. I said, I gotta go. I said, I gotta go. I seriously gotta go. This is just, and it didn't end there. Okay? Didn't end there. Went to another individual, a YouTube star, who reviews products. I'm going to use this hammer. I'm gonna use this this radio. We're gonna talk about this again. It's bizarre. It's bizarre watching these Democrats talk about issues that, let's face it, seriously, when you have a Connor Frenta asking Bernie Sanders, I think it was, like I said, I think it was Bernie Sanders, or maybe it was Hillary Clinton. It was one of them. How they will engage millennials? How will they millennials? That's the new buzzword for voters. You know, every couple of years you have new words. You get these new, I don't know, terms, millennials. How are you gonna engage the millennials? Hi, it's Connor Frenta. How are you gonna engage the millennials? That's what I'd like to know. Thank you. I have over 4 million YouTube followers. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yes. We got people in this country. We got these savage animals. Okay? We have animals that are coming here from Syria, from Saudi Arabia, from Iraq. We have these animals that are plotting. Literally, plotting, and in some cases, carrying out attacks, slaughtering people. Just on Christmas, slaughtering people. That's what we have going on in this country, and the Democrats are sitting there taking questions from Connor Frenta, trying to give him a good answer of how to connect with millennials. It's amazing. It really is amazing. A G movie, an R-rated movie, a grown-up movie, a kids movie. watching the Democrat debates, it's like watching people deal with children. And children with a very, very low attention span. Very low attention span. Like beyond low. Beyond low. And it's bizarre. It really is bizarre. It really is bizarre. Really is bizarre. Watching. I don't know, man. We are in such trouble. We really are. Fellow Republicans, we really are in trouble. I'm gonna be honest with you. I know we're supposed to stay positive and be positive, but we really are in trouble. You have state-run media, okay? You have your NBC, you have your ABC, you have your CBS, you have YouTube, you have Facebook, you have Twitter. The list goes on and on and on. You name it. Every which way you can get a message out as far as newspapers, magazines, the internet, whatever that company or whoever that company is, they are controlled by liberals. They are controlled by liberals. And the number one purpose of that company is to spread propaganda, spread a liberal message. We really are in trouble. I know my other talk show hosts, my other friends will keep an upbeat. I know our good friend Mark Levin, the Ted Cruz cheerleader, will keep this upbeat. But we're in trouble. I mean, we really are. We really are. This propaganda that the left spews, and especially when there is no way to push it back. You know, people will say, well, you got Fox. No, you have a small, teeny, tiny, tiny piece of Fox, and it's Fox News. But the rest of Fox is all liberal propaganda. The rest of Fox is all liberal propaganda. Tune into FX. Tune into Fox. Take a look at the TV shows that they have on. You're not talking about anything conservative. You're not talking about any grown-up subjects. You're not. It's all liberal diarrhea. That's what it is. It's all liberal diarrhea. That's it. That's it. Liberal diarrhea. I mean, it's such liberal diarrhea that Fox, and I never talked about this it's going to get off the Democrats. It is. It's going to get off this for a minute, and some of you are going to I think, oh, wow, Rob, you're going all over the place. But it proves my point, and then I'll get back to the debates. But here's an example. Fox owns the show Glee. Okay? Huge, huge ratings juggernaut. It's not on anymore, but reruns and syndication, huge. Huge. It is a liberal propaganda tool, plain and simple. Plain and simple. The guy who creates Glee also creates other programs on Fox that are hugely popular. Hugely popular. American Horror Story. The new program that's coming out about O.J. Simpson. It's this gentleman named Ryan Murphy. So you have this person, Ryan Murphy, who's created all these programs on Fox. All the programs have this extreme liberal position. But extreme liberal position. I mean, they spew a left-wing ideology. One of the stars of this show, Mark Sailing, who played a character named Puck, gets arrested for child porn. He has thousands of images of child porn on his computer. And guess what? The story is basically buried. The program still is shown in syndication. It is still shown on every outlet that Fox and the Ryan Murphy crew can get this program onto, while other shows, rather it's the Seventh Heaven or the Cosbys or whatever other programs that have had people that have been in trouble, and those programs have been pulled, and of course people who had no knowledge or were not part of doing bad gets punished. But here's Glee, here's Fox, here's Ryan Murphy, and it's basically hush hush. Let's keep this quiet because we have an agenda. We have propaganda to spew. And ultimately, Fox is no different than ABC, NBC, and any of the other liberal outlets that spew their leftist ideology. There's a shining example. So we are doomed. We really are. We are doomed. Plain and simple. There's no way around What's going to happen? We are doomed. We are doomed. There's no way to beat back this garbage that we get hit with on a daily basis. Doomed. Now, let's get back to the debates. I know you're all going, oh, Jesus. Oh, we are just doomed. We are doomed. We have Connor Frenta. We have Connor Frenta. And these other whack jobs on the debates. So, your Connor Frentas, you got your cartoons, you got your kid who reviews products like hammers and iPods and whatever else. And there's your childlike aspect to the debates. Now, let's get into some of the substance. Now that you have a overall vibe that we're watching Disney, you know, we're watching Nickelodeon. I was waiting for the slime bucket to hit Martin O'Malley. I was waiting for him to mess up and say that magic word that I don't know, and all of a sudden the green slime drops on his head all over him. And everybody laughs. Oh, you got slimed. That's what I was expecting. And then the other, before we jump into substance, I know I'm swerving back out. Here's the other thing. Okay, it's a two-hour debate. No different than the Republicans' two-hour debate. But sometimes the Republicans have three-hour debate. The last debate, I think, was 2 hours and 35 minutes. It went longer. Everyone acknowledged it went longer. And they take a break or two. It's rigidly timed. They go, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back. Cut. Within 2 minutes, they are back. Everybody's at their podium. The camera swings over to Neil Cavuto, Maria Martabaliato, whatever her name is. And then the camera pivots and she goes from her question to Ted Cruz or Donald Trump. Last night, they go to a commercial break. They come out of the commercial break. It's obvious that everybody's not ready. So they then shoot over to Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd after they go from Lester Holt to Andrea Mitchell. And they say a couple words. Sleepy Eye Chuck Todd says a couple words. And then they go back to a commercial. So they go to a commercial, which is 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes. Out of that commercial to Andrea Mitchell, who then gets told in her earpiece, Hillary Clinton's not out of the bathroom doing a duty yet, or whatever the hell she does. To Chuck Todd, who goes, oh, I don't have anything to say. What? And then back to a commercial. Even the commercial breaks. There's three candidates. Three candidates. The Republicans got 8, 9, 10 of them. It's like commercial, 2 minutes. That's as long as you got. These guys either hold their pee-pee. They hold it. They hold their pee-pee in their doo-doo. Or they run, hit the stall, and they're zipping up their flies and their junk while they're running down the hall. The Democrats, It's like the whole kid television, the whole Nickelodeon, the whole Disney vibe. It's like this, hi, yeah, here's what we're going to do. Sure, I'll take a question from Connor Frenta. Hi, Connor. Hi, how are you? Hi. Oh, let's watch some cartoons. Hi. It's bizarre. Oh, we're gonna go to a commercial break. Let's go to the bathroom. Hey, I'm not done yet. Okay, no problem. We'll just go to another commercial. It's just no sense of urgency. Not even just the whole...